Well, a new report from reproductive rights advocates in Michigan, reproductive rights advocates says Michigan is doing poorly when it comes to protecting the health of women and children in the state. The study compared outcomes for women and children against abortion restrictions in every state. And they say that the states with the most abortion restrictions tend to score the lowest on health and well-being. The authors of the study say that shows that politicians who claim abortion restrictions are there to protect women's health aren't following through on their promises. Joining us to talk about this study is lead researcher with IBIS Reproductive Health in Cambridge, Massachusetts, Dr. Amanda Dennis. Also joining us is Marissa Kovach, co-chair of a new coalition of Michigan women's groups called My Lead and field organizer for the Michigan ACLU. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Amanda, we'll start with you. Health and well-being are fairly broad terms. Can you tell us what kind of things you use to measure health and well-being?
Absolutely. We spent a long time thinking about what makes up health and well-being. And in the end, we looked at 76 indicators of health and well-being. And our indicators span a broad range of women's and health issues and social determinants of health, as well as policies that relate to women's and children's health. So just to give you a taste of some of the things we looked at women and children's access to health insurance, we looked at cervical cancer screening, mental health issues, certainly we looked at the number of abortion restrictions, and we looked at things like policies that are well documented to support women's and children's health.
So where does Michigan rank compared to other states when it comes to those measures of health and well-being?
Well, unfortunately, Michigan is one of the fourth most restrictive states in terms of abortion restrictions, and it also has some really poor health outcomes for women and children. So in our ranking, Michigan fell in 40th place for women's health. Michigan had the fourth lowest scores on children's health and fell into 38th place for social determinants of health. On the upside, Michigan was a little bit different than other states that we looked at in that it had a large number of policies in place that support women's and children's place, and there Michigan fell into 20th place in our analysis.
Let me bring Marissa Kovach into the conversation here. The study also found that Michigan had some of the highest number of abortion restrictions in the country. What kind of laws or policies in Michigan would you consider abortion restrictions?
That's a very good question. So over the past several years, we've seen legislators introduce more and more restrictions to abortion. Most recently in Michigan, a little over a year ago at the end of the 2013 legislative session, the Michigan legislature passed a law that bans private health insurance plans from offering abortion coverage. So that is actually one of the restrictions that the IBIS and Center for Reproductive Rights report highlights as being one of those 14 restrictions to abortion care. There's also a number of restrictions such as 24-hour waiting periods, counseling requirements, requirements on some of the clinics that like puts very strict regulations on clinics that are kind of past what is deemed medically necessary.
And how much has the abortion the landscape of abortion coverage changed in Michigan over the past couple of years? Obviously, you know, this is always a hot topic in the legislature and among voters, but just in the last couple of years, how much have you seen it changing?
It has changed quite significantly in the past 4 years. It was especially in 2011 that things really started to change. And that was kind of very much in line with what we saw happening around the entire country with this war on women rhetoric, that there were a lot of restrictions being introduced. It was something like triple the amount of restrictions on abortion were introduced in legislatures across the country than had been introduced in the previous decade. So we've really been feeling it, and there have been a lot of health organizations and women's rights organizations who have had to play defense over the past few years.
Does abortion coverage vary geographically within the state of Michigan? Are there areas that are harder or less hard to get to in that respect?
There definitely are. One of the restrictions that the IBIS and CRR report highlights is that we have a below average number of abortion providers in Michigan. There as I understand, there is not a provider in the UP. There are no providers in northern Michigan. So we work with some clinics who have seen women who have had to travel by bus 15 hours from the UP all the way into southeast Michigan in order to receive services.
Amanda, we want to bring you back in here. You looked at the correlation of abortion restrictions and women's health, but my understanding is that this wasn't necessarily a study that was trying to say that abortion restrictions caused poor outcomes for women. So what were you trying to figure out by comparing the two categories side by side?
So you're absolutely right. We were not at all looking to say that abortion restrictions caused these poor health outcomes for women and children. We were trying to take a snapshot of what was happening in the state. And the reason that we decided to do that is policymakers working to restrict abortion continue to make the claim that they're doing so for women's and children's health and to improve their lives. And so we wanted to take a look to see if that's true. You know, do states with a large number of abortion restrictions have great health outcomes for women and children? And we found that that's not true.
So the states that did well on measures of women's health and children's health, what kind of policies do those states have in place generally?
That's a great question. So some of the states that scored the best in our analysis have very few restrictions on abortion in the state, and they also have a number of policies that support pregnant women and children throughout the life course. So thinking about things like policies that promote easy access to Medicaid, policies that allow accommodations for pregnant women in the workplace, and things that ensure children have access to all the healthcare services and education they need. So we saw a wide range of support for women and children in those states, and also a small number of abortion restrictions.
Why do you think there's a correlation there?
I think that states that this is really about policymakers' priorities, and when policymakers are prioritizing women's and children's health, it translates in the policies.
Marissa, you're the co-chair of My Lead, which is a new coalition of women's groups in the state, and I'm wondering if you could briefly describe what goals the coalition has?
Yes, so we officially launched the coalition last week. We've been working for over a year now to build it, and the catalyst for that was kind of this war on women that we've seen. And we finally, a year ago, came together with over 30 of these organizations and many individuals and decided to forge this united front on this issue. And we decided to look at this broad agenda of issues, kind of look at women's health as a holistic approach. So we're looking at not just women's health, but we're looking at economic justice, at barriers to education, at domestic violence. So we were really excited when this report came out and we were able to host the Center for Reproductive Rights in IBIS last week, because this very much looks at the entire scope of healthcare for women and children. And it highlighted areas where Michigan can do better, where we believe we could find some common ground with the Michigan legislature, take abortion kind of off the table and find where we can work together. So that's really a goal of the coalition, to be a resource to the Michigan legislature on some of these other broader issues that affect women.
That's really a hard one, though. I mean, you're a nonpartisan group, but abortion tends to be so highly politicized and very emotionally charged. Do you think there is room for supporters and opponents of abortion rights to come together around some of the broader goals of women's health?
I absolutely do. Actually, in the past couple of legislative sessions, there have been areas where we've been able to find common ground. Just the last legislative session, we had a bipartisan effort that supported women who were breastfeeding in public and expanded access to that. A couple more years ago, with the ACLU of Michigan, we were able to work with a bipartisan group of legislators to get pregnancy discrimination added to the Michigan civil rights law. So I think that there really are areas where we can come together and agree and pass some proactive policy.
Amanda, do you see any challenges in connecting abortion rights to the broader goal of improving women's health? It seems like it would make it more difficult politically, especially in a state like Michigan.
From where I stand, I don't think it's dangerous at all to connect abortion and the broader goals to advance women's and children's health. And the reason for that is because abortion is very safe and very common. It's a part of women's lives. And so I think it's advantageous to start talking about abortion as just one of the many healthcare services that women need access to.
How much did you factor in the wealth of the states that you were looking at in this data? Because is it possible that, for instance, the states with the lowest ratings are states that just have less money to spend on programs for women and children?
This is such an important question, and it's one that we asked ourselves as well, because we all know that poverty relates to health outcomes. And what we found when we took a deeper dive and looked at the role of poverty in our findings is that poverty plays a role in what we found, but it doesn't explain everything. And just to say a little bit more about that is that we found that some of the lowest scoring states in well-being were also middle-income states that had a large number of abortion restrictions. So states like Texas, Arizona, and Oklahoma all have medium incomes, but also have a large number of abortion restrictions and had poor well-being outcomes.
So there's a lot of moving parts in here, basically.
Exactly.
Marissa, Michigan's new legislature is arguably more conservative than the last session. How much do you think they can accomplish, that you can accomplish, working with a legislature that's strongly affiliated with and funded by abortion rights opponents?
That's a very good question. It's kind of no secret that the Michigan legislature has not been particularly friendly to issues of women's health in the past several years. But I think we're very optimistic with the new My Lead Coalition. We have a number of organizations that are nonpartisan, that have a wealth of information. They're research organizations, policy organizations, advocacy, direct service, who are all committed to working with every legislator in the Michigan legislature on these issues, and kind of being a resource of information. So I do have a lot of optimism too, because I think 4 or 5 years ago, this coalition might not have been possible. We have a tremendous amount. Our members are very passionate about this right now. It's kind of this rallying cry to push back on what we've seen happen over the past few years, and there's this interest in doing something and forging this united front to finally work on some proactive measures where we can all agree. And I think we're very optimistic.
Amanda, last word to you. What are you hoping to see as a result of this study going forward?
Well, first, I just want to say I'm so excited about the My Lead Coalition. We had the opportunity to be in Michigan last week and meet the coalition, and I feel very optimistic about the work that the coalition is doing. What I hope that comes from this is that we start putting abortion in context and considering women's broader lives, and we start dismantling this claim that abortion, that policymakers working to restrict abortion are doing so in the interest of women's and children's health, because they're just not doing it. And I feel very excited about how My Lead is going to move some of this work forward.
Dr. Amanda Dennis, who is the lead researcher with IBIS Reproductive Health in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and Marissa Kovach, the co-chair of a new coalition of Michigan women's groups called My Lead, also field organizer for the Michigan ACLU. Thanks both very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.